million at the moment of my death.
Echo of creation.
And another word.
In my last breath.
And when he died, the widow Brian met your daddy, and I met you, Brian. Sink back into the ocean.
Right, Michelle?
I have only one thing to do, and that's
be the way that I am, and then sink back into the ocean. Sink back into the ocean.
Oh my, gross. What? See, someone whispers it. I didn't make it up. Hi, everyone. It's 6 p.m. Time for your favorite show, Shut Up, Weirdo. That was just my rendition of the theme song for that show, The Affair. Thank you very much.
That was something, all right. That was something special.
Thank you. Thank you. What is it? Born Entertainer, right?
That's me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently me too.
Apparently.
Who knew?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Shut Up, Weirdo. It's 6:05 Friday. We're ready to entertain you and be entertained.
You can visit our brand new website design.
Yeah, new homepage.
And join our comments community all at the same time by going to WFMU.org and clicking on that link that says playlist and comments. It's right above the play button. Or you can call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is meanest thing your parents have said to you. I'm Frangry. Michelle, this is the part where you say your name.
My name is Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
I had a great week.
What's up, girl?
I had a great week.
So did I. I feel fantastic.
I feel great. Say,
you too.
I partied last night.
Tell me more.
I told you I'm a wild and crazy animal that cannot be tamed.
My knees are burning.
Why are they burning?
I don't know. I'm telling you, they're messed up.
From Pilates?
I think so. And I'm depressed already thinking about the fact that I have to stop.
You can't stop.
Aye, they hurt. Aye.
People's knees just hurt. My knees are jacked.
That's not normal, dude.
Yes, it is. I have no cartilage left in my knees.
Then you're going to need a knee replacement. So you need to, like, not do things that...
I can't.
Can you turn that? Because I cannot look at those puppies.
Their puppies are so cute.
Thank you.
Oh, now I'm looking at them.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is meanest thing your parents have said to you. We missed you guys. We weren't here, right?
Yeah, we weren't here last week.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a Thanksgiving with family, and then I had a Friendsgiving on Saturday, and I was house-sitting, so it was super fun.
Yeah, I had a good time, too. I got drunk with my sister, and we watched comedy specials and laughed, and our mom screamed at us from the other room that, stop drinking!
Were you watching Louis C.K.?
We watched Louis C.K., and then we watched that guy who does, like, the drunk girl impression. My sister didn't like Louis C.K.
What?
It's not her thing.
What do you mean?
She's more mainstream. She likes the guy who does the drunk girl impression.
Who's that?
I don't know his name, but it's really funny. She was dying. I mean, I've never heard her laugh that hard.
Do a drunk girl and do one of his
jokes.
And
then I was just laughing because she was laughing. No, absolutely not. I mean, I don't need to do a drunk girl impression.
Zing!
And we're back. I mean, I think that our show should just be over now because that was the highlight.
Was it?
I think maybe, yeah.
All right, see you guys next week.
Have a good one.
Just kidding.
So Michelle, kind of mean thing. Oh, wait, I have a good story about something mean Michelle's dad said about her when we were at dinner when I met him and me and him fell in love.
It wasn't that nice.
P.S. He was wearing a pink button-up shirt, mm-hmm. A pinky ring. And
it's not a pinky ring. It wasn't on his
was
pinky.
Was it? Mm. Oh, I imagined it on his pinky. Mm. Where is it?
I think it's...
But it's like a class ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was talking about the day Michelle was born.
The story's mean.
And the baby came out and he looked at her and he went to the nurse's station. He was like, is that the only baby that was born today? Because that's not my baby. That baby looks like a monkey. That's what he said, right? Because you were a hairy little baby.
Yeah.
But you look just like your dad.
I know.
So I imagine that he was a hairy little baby, too.
Probably.
And every time he brings that story up, you should say that to him.
I will.
I look just like you, Dad. And then you sparkle your little teeth there. Like that. That smile you
that
have.
That little smile.
That little smile you have.
Yep. That gets him every time. What's the meanest thing your mom's ever said to you?
She says mean things to me all the time. Are you going to get that removed? Like, what?
One thing that always stuck with me was my mom said.
Did you do your hair, like, after I spent an hour doing my hair?
Michelle, you are a financial liability to us.
Oh! Oh, my God. That's so mean.
It was like when I didn't have insurance or something.
What did you say?
I don't know. I probably was like, I don't know. What's going on?
Nothing.
Something. Tell me.
My phone just froze.
201-209-9368. What are you laughing about?
I was on set today and, you know, I had to leave early to come here. So my counterpart, Ashley.
Love her.
They call us Frashley. Just texted to tell me that the video came out amazing. And all the crew and everyone loved it.
Good work, Franny.
Except for our boss. She wasn't interested. But she doesn't understand how good it's going to be later. We're going to show her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, she paid for it, so it's fine. 201-209-9368. Meanest thing your parents have said to you. Are the phones ready?
They are.
Let's do this. I need to tell everyone my birthday's coming up and I like presents.
Oh, I love presents.
So if you want to send me presents, they have to arrive by December 11th. Okay, that's all.
Do you think you're going to get lots of presents?
I hope so. I like flowers and alcohol and flowers.
And flowers.
Yeah. Kay. And alcohol. Got and flowers.
It. Got it.
Chocolate.
Love chocolate.
December 11th.
Your birthday is the 14th.
Yeah, but we won't be back in the studio until the new year.
That's our last show.
Oh, no, wait. No, maybe you're right.
We have one more. We have one more.
We're here on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, meanest thing parents ever said to you? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice to hear from you ladies. I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
Thank you. Dude, it was the old parent standby. It was, we're not mad at you. We're just disappointed.
Oh, no, that that's the hurts. Worst. It's like I'd rather you hate me than be disappointed.
Yeah, and the sheer volume that I heard that.
I feel like my parents are in a concentrated state of disappointment about my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's like so unintentionally mean. Like, do you know what you're doing to me when you say that? Like,
I think I must have a good mom.
I have a great mom.
Like, she tells me she's proud of me when I break up with a dude, and I'm like, okay with it the following week. I'm very proud of you for handling this so well. Like, thanks, Mom. It's not that big of a deal.
What breakup was that you handled well?
Every time
not
I break
the
up,
last one.
They're disappointed in me. I don't know.
Thanks, Michelle. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, ladies. Thank you.
I'm psyched to go home for Christmas and hang out with my parents.
Oh, my God. Me too. I actually had so much fun hanging out with my mom and my sister.
And my sister won't be there, which will be sad, but I'll get all the attention.
Oh, funny. Mr. Johnny knows wants to know what kind of chocolate and what kind of alcohol.
I like dark chocolate.
Okay. No, he's asking me.
It's really not fair for people to send just you presents.
But your birthday is in March during our marathon show. I'm sure you're going to get lots of presents. Why can't you just wait your turn?
I just really like presents, and I'm just going to be sad.
How about this? I will share mine with you. If I get flowers, I'll give you some. If I get chocolate, I'll give you some. If I get wine, you can come over and we'll drink it.
Really?
Yes, that's the kind of lady I am.
Okay, but well, I have a question.
Okay, yeah.
Does that mean I have to share my presents with you?
Yeah, dude. Don't. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't love sharing presents.
Do you think I love it? I'm just being nice to my friend whom I love. I love you. Do I love sharing presents? No.
Okay,
but I will make that sacrifice.
Don't.
Because I care about you.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Okay, then don't complain. So, Mr. Johnny, to answer your question, I also like dark chocolate. And wine. My favorites are Cabernet Francs.
Mine too.
Of course they are. Love coffee.
And I like calla lilies.
Wait, are you just trying to say everything I say? He knows what kind of flowers we like. What brand? Care? Ooh, you know which ones I like? The little ones that have like little pictures on them?
What are you talking about right now?
Those French chocolates? What are they, like, Maricel? Did I make that up?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about the meanest thing your parents ever said to you.
Maribel chocolates?
Did we get those 1 year from someone?
Yeah, Maribel. Thank you. I mean, I have a boyfriend, so I need everyone to send me presents so that I feel better about my failure of a life.
Your life is not a failure.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is meanest thing your parents have said to you. And I know y'all are degenerates, and they've said a lot of mean things to you. So just call us and let us know. We can all laugh together, and then we can tell you that you're a great human being.
We can heal some of your pain.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. My name's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. My birthday is actually December 15th.
Yay!
So we're in good company.
Happy birthday.
Thank you to you as well.
Thank you, darling.
One of the meanest things that my mother ever said to me was a summer that I was in high school and I had mono. So I was kind of sequestered in my bedroom for the whole summer pretty much, and my mother had company and I could hear them from my bedroom window outside, and I was very sad and lonely, and I came down to be part of the action, and my mom whispered to me that I had to go back upstairs because I smelled because I was sick.
There's nothing worse than sick girl smell.
Yeah. I had mono once, and I've never been the same since.
I don't think I've ever had it. I think my whole life is just a case of mono.
I've never been the same.
Well, that was one of my main things.
Sick girls do smell weird. Mono and your breath probably smells gross.
Sick girls have sick girl breath.
Ugh.
I feel like dudes don't get breath like that when they're sick. Anyway.
That hot breath. Hot sick breath.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ugh. How's your morning breath?
I think mine is okay. Nobody's ever complained about it.
Mine's not so good.
But I find it very hard to date a guy who has bad morning breath when he's, like, trying to get all up on it, you know?
In the morning?
Yeah, I'm like, especially because I'm a super smeller.
You are a super smeller.
It is like, the biggest turn off.
Interesting.
Like, just get up quickly and brush your teeth, and then it's on.
Well, or you could just not kiss.
You can still smell it when they're all like, you know, like all breathing up in your face. Hot. 201-209-9368. Call now and you'll get through because nobody else is calling. What's the meanest thing your parents have said to you? Come on, guys. Don't be shy here.
It's a safe space.
This is a safe space. We're all family. We won't agree with them. We're going to stick up for you. 201-209-9368. Meanest thing your parents have said to you.
I have the worst hangover.
You look pretty.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Sarah from Brooklyn.
Hi, Sarah. Lots of girls are calling.
That's what I was just going to say.
Oh, well.
I like it.
Meaner to us? I don't know. My dad and my mom are the same height, but my dad has these short, stumpy little, like, rotund legs and a really long torso. And my mom has these beautiful, like, model-esque legs and a short torso. And I got dad bod.
Oh, sorry.
And so he not only used to call me thunder-sized when I was a kid, but just look at me and kind of go, man, it's a shame my legs don't look very good on a chick.
That's rough.
Jesus, I mean, it's like
squats all the time.
Squats all the time.
I know that parents are kidding when they say things like that, but then you go look in the mirror and you're like, wait a minute. I was fine with them until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, parents. They don't know the damage they do.
They don't know indeed.
All right, sister, we think you're beautiful.
Well, thanks, guys. I think you're beautiful, too.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
I love it when people tell me I'm beautiful.
So that brings me to something that came up today on set, where my creative director was like, would you rather a guy call you beautiful or hot?
Who's the creative director?
I'm not saying names. well, she, SVP of creative. So she was like, would you rather a guy calls you beautiful or hot? And obviously every girl was like, beautiful. Who wants to be hot? Hot fades. Beautiful lasts a lifetime, right? And so then someone else was like, who actually sits around and like thinks about that? But so I assume your answer is beautiful, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
So then we were talking about the show, and she was like, that should be your topic. That's a great topic. And I'm like, not really, because everyone's going to say beautiful.
I guess it depends what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I want someone to tell me I look hot.
But if you're beautiful, you know you're hot.
I don't know.
You can be hot and not beautiful.
You can be beautiful and not hot. Because hot is, like, sexy. Hot is different than beautiful.
I should text her and tell her we're talking about this right now. She's going to love it.
I'd rather be funny.
Well, she was saying she'd rather be smart.
Hmm.
But then she gave us some story about how she was dating some guy, and the guy, he told her she was hot, and she's like, ugh, great, is that how you describe me to your friends? And he said, no, I describe you with two words, MIT and Harvard, because it was a school
she went to MIT
yeah,
and
but so listen,
Harvard?
So listen. So she fell for it, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm smart. And then my other boss came over and was like, he just beautifuled you. Like, he basically just said you were smart hot. Like, you, and you just fell for it.
What do you mean he just said you were smart hot?
Like, he was just using those terms as, like, he was just saying she was hot because she was smart, which was the same thing as just calling her hot.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I don't think so.
Yeah, kind of.
She went to MIT and Harvard?
Yeah, let's not talk about her a lot on the air because I don't want to get in trouble. But
okay.
Yeah, she did.
Damn, that's
She's
impressive.
A genius. I love her. 201-209-9368, meanest thing your parents have said to you. Hi, you're on the radio. Cool. Good talk. Hi, you're on the radio.
Am I on the radio?
You're on the radio.
Well, I don't know if I should use my real name, but I'll just say
You
I'm
can
Adam
give us a fake one. M, okay.
No, Adam.
Oh, Adam, okay. That
yeah,
works.
That's a real name.
All right, cool.
And, I guess I should just say, Mom, I love you. But I think the meanest thing she ever said to me has to be in context. I was 15, and we were driving to Hebrew school with some other kids in the car, and I was telling her how I could not go to the dance because I couldn't get a date, and she goes, son, you know, if you're gay, I'd still love you, and word spread throughout school, and it was horrible.
That's pretty good, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait,
she ruined my confidence.
Who was in the car, did you say?
A bunch of kids from school.
And they went around and said that your mom called you gay and that you must be gay?
Oh, yeah. The word spread that my mom thought I was gay, and that's the end of any boy in high school.
Ah.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
What year was this? Like, last week?
Like 2002, maybe.
All right. What's your name again? Adam. All right. Thanks for calling, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having a great show.
Have a good one.
You too.
He's cute.
You like him?
I like the name Adam a lot.
Why?
I'm not sure.
That's weird.
Biblical.
Is that really why?
I don't know. I just like the name, Adam.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat, Michelle. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay.
Whoa.
People are chickening out.
Chickens.
201-209-9368, meanest thing your parents have said to you. As always, our favorite girl, Call, gets a free t-shirt, and I have nobody on my list. So right now, you have a 100% chance of winning.
The t-shirts are amazing.
Yes, they are.
They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Who's a chicken?
You are.
No, you are.
What's up?
Okay, first off, hot trumps beautiful every
what?
Time.
What? Really?
You're
hot
so wrong.
Trumps beautiful.
No.
Yeah.
How?
No about that. No.
Why? Look,
he's a man, though.
He doesn't get it.
It's a man's thing, yeah. Because you ever notice something about a hot woman? She's just like 1 millimeter or fraction off of being ugly.
That's not true.
There's certain things with certain faces. Go look at your supermodels and your types like that. You know, if you just, like, push their nose a little this way or the eye a little that way, some of these people are, like, borderline fugly. But they pull it off because they're hot.
They pull it off because they have dope bodies.
That, too.
Well, that's what he's saying.
I'm having a hard time coming up with the meanest thing Mom and Dad ever said to me.
Wait, but let's back up for a minute. So there was a guy on set during this conversation, and he said that, like, if he was into a girl, he would tell his friend, oh, she's hot. But he wouldn't say that to the girl's face. He would say to her that she was beautiful. Do you agree with that?
Maybe because he's a scaredy cat. I don't know why a woman would be turned off by the word hot. Maybe you ladies would be turned
off. It's not turned off.
I'm not turned off.
No, obviously, everyone wants to be hot, but we would rather be beautiful.
He's just trying to be the right kind of guy for the right kind of woman and not lose it.
Marcel just killed it. Ready?
What did he say?
He's saying on the comments board, hot trumps beautiful because he's going to cheat on you with the hot girl. Beautiful. Well done, Marshall.
My mom did say something kind of nasty once.
Let's hear it.
Just basically, this was my mom. Just like, I may love you, but I don't like you.
Oh, that's mean.
That's what I say to my boyfriends.
Do you? That's a terrible thing to say to someone.
No, but that's how I feel.
They smell bad. They have bad attitudes.
They do.
Yeah, it must be really hard having a teenager.
Ugh.
Especially a boy.
All right, Chris
from
Brooklyn.
I think a girl would be worse.
Have a good one, lady.
Thanks for calling. Miss you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Him and I bonded at the meetup.
Yeah, he was cool at the meetup.
I like him.
201-209-9368. Give us a call. You'll get through. Tell us about the meanest thing your parents ever said to you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
I have a comment on the actual topic and the whole beautiful thing.
Okay, let's hear it. My boss is going to love that.
I feel like if a girl is called beautiful, she thinks, like, oh, she gets all gooey and she's like, oh, thank you. But if a girl's called hot, she really doesn't kind of flatter her in the same way. It just kind of is like, ooh, I'm hot.
I feel like you get, like, snotty when someone calls you hot. You're, like, all cocky and stuff.
Well, hot just seems more like a sex thing.
Yeah, it does seem like a sex
thing. But, like, a purely sex thing.
Right.
Where beautiful is, like,
deep down, you're like, yeah, I'm hot.
You're graceful and hot and smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if a guy calls you beautiful, you get all happy and bubbly.
Because who doesn't want to be beautiful?
Happy stuff.
So, what's the meanest thing your parents ever said to you?
All right, I feel kind of disappointing myself because I can't think of anything better. Because I know my mom's a brutal person. She definitely said some nasty stuff to me.
Funny.
But one time I brought home a boyfriend, and she was just like, she looked at him really weird when he came in. And when he left, she was like, are you guys talking? I was like, yeah. And she's like, talking. I was like, yeah. And she's like, wow, good job. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you actually got someone good looking. And I think that's pretty mean. You also mentioned that he's a little bit out of my league.
That's mean.
I was like, oh, thanks, Mom.
That's really brutal.
Oh, my God, but I might think of something better. Mom's a mean person. But I love you, Mom.
That's the best part. Everyone's like, yeah. She said this really awful thing. I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. It's cool. I can take it. All right, have a good one, sister.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Lots of girls calling.
I like it. This is a girl topic. Mm. Call us at 201-209-9368. Boys, I know you're out there and your parents have said mean things to you.
They just don't listen. They don't, like, take it to heart the
same
way.
They don't remember. They just go upstairs and drink a beer in their room and, like, smoke a joint out the window and pleasure themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys.
Watch
must be nice.
Must be so easy.
Must be nice. Just, like, brushing everything in your life off.
Yep. Nothing matters.
Nope. 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne.
Hey, Gumby, what's up?
Well, I could tell you what I said to my daughter 2 weeks ago, and it's Michelle's fault.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Well, I was listening to the show on my way home, and I called in, and, you know, walking along, I walk into my house, and my daughter just came back from school. And I said, oh, hi, how you doing? Hey, what's a backward cowgirl?
Reverse cowgirl.
The reverse, and right, and she just says she's 21. She just looks at me like blank stare. And I'm like, awk, you know? So I walked into another room, and I looked it up on the web, and I was, oh, my God, save me.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I mean, nothing about this really...
Say that again. Oh, my God.
Nothing about this really fits the topic.
But it's good.
But you're on the list.
Right. Okay. by the way, it just happens I invented that back in the day. So it just like brought everything full circle.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
Everyone right. thinks they invented it.
Yeah, you didn't invent it, buddy. People have been doing it forever. Well, anyway, you're on the list, Gumby. I don't want to hear about your sexual history with the reverse cowgirl. Listen at the end of the hour. Have a good one.
That's embarrassing. That's really mortifying.
But he knew it was sexual. Why would he ask his daughter? I feel like there's no way we talked about it on the air.
I think we like said something.
But there's no way we said something and it wasn't clear that it was a sexual.
I don't know. I think I said it in a funny joke kind of way at one point. That maybe.
Mr. Johnny says, for men, parents' comments run off like water off a duck's butt.
I think that's true.
Men Marcel says, moms to daughters is way worse.
Yeah.
He says he's texting his sister to see if she has anything. Ew, Mr. Johnny also says, women love to be called cute, right?
Uh-oh. No.
Hey, Mr. Johnny, by the way, he owes me flowers, chocolate, and wine, if you ask me. But whatever. He's always mean to me.
He is mean to you, isn't
right?
he?
Right? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My dad told me over Thanksgiving that my eyeballs were too close together.
Why? How does that even come up in a conversation?
We were kind of arguing over the turkey and stuff, and he just brought it out, kind of came out of nowhere. And, yeah, he just said it. And, I you know, it didn't really hurt my feelings at first, but then you kind of, like, start looking in the mirror, and I feel like they are too close now, so.
Well, you should have just been like, where do you think I got that from? Basically, anything.
He got really wide eyes, like kind of like a hammerhead shark. So I don't.
Then
I don't
it came from your mama.
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she's in the other world. She's in the next world.
Okay, well maybe she had closer set eyes.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to bring that up. I mean, she's dead.
Well, maybe your dad shouldn't bring up your eyes then.
Well, he's a jerk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm putting
yeah,
it away. Jesus Christ,
I mean,
Michelle.
I thought you were going to help me with this. I'm feeling bad about myself.
What? No, I mean, I can't see you, so I don't know. Maybe they are close together. But either way, if they were, you should just say to your dad, well, you slept with the woman who has closer eyes. So whatever, your fault.
All right.
You don't like my answer. What
he
did you want me to do? Like,
you're
caress
beautiful.
Your head and tell
you're
you how
beautiful.
Wonderful you are?
You're a beautiful puppy.
No, it's fine. You don't have to do that. It's okay.
Good, because I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one. I'm sure your eyes are fine.
I'm sure you're
basically
beautiful.
What I'm saying is, who cares?
You hurt his feelings.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think his dad hurt his feelings. And then when I gave him a good comeback to his dad, he couldn't handle it.
Oh, that's what happened.
Pretty much that's what happened.
How's that beer?
I'm drinking water.
How's that water?
Delicious.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. I'm going home.
I have to go out again tonight.
I'm supposed to go to Pilates, but my knees hurt and my back hurts, and I don't want to ruin my body. And I've only been going once a week. Shouldn't be hurting.
I'm going to the gym tomorrow.
I'm worried. Call us at 201-209-9368. I gotta say, though, my mom was like, what happened to your body?
Pilates body, baby.
I was like, yeah, mama. She was so into it. Will you show me when you're home for Christmas? And I was like, yeah. Mom has a whole workout room.
Oh, she does?
Well, it was technically like supposed to be a yoga room where she was going to be a yoga teacher in Nicaragua, but that never happened. So there's a room in the house that no one uses that has lots of yoga stuff.
Maybe I could have a ceramic studio there.
You're going to go to Nicaragua to work in a studio off my mom's bedroom?
I could live there and teach ceramics for the winter.
Well, you could live in my room if you want.
Thanks.
I don't mind.
I need to get out of here for February.
I don't like it because we're going to have to be planning our marathon show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I won't leave.
Which we have a great idea for.
I can't believe it's on my birthday.
It's going to be big.
It's a big deal.
201-20. Never mind, you're not going to get through. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, meanest thing ever said. This D-Love from Cranford, what's going on?
Hi, what's up?
So
tell us.
When I was 17, I was thinking about going to college, and my mom said, why? You're young, you're attractive, you're in good shape, and you can dance. You should go to Vegas and be a Chippendale.
What?
She didn't
I said,
know.
Mom, you know, I really want to go to college. And she got so offended. She was like, whatever, it's your life. And now, like, every time, this is, gosh, it's like 12, 13 years ago. Every time I get a new job, every time I get a promotion, she's like, whatever, your life away. Because she thought that I was going to be, like, rolling in cash, right? So she was all about that. And
that's amazing. What's your name, buddy?
What's that?
What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon?
I love that story, Brandon.
What do you do now, Brandon?
I'm in healthcare.
Meaning, like, what?
Wasted life.
Can I get some details?
What was that? I didn't quite hear you.
Can I get some details?
Oh, what? Yeah. I work in pharmaceuticals and healthcare in New Jersey, and it's going really well.
So you make good money. It's not like you're hurting for food or anything.
I want to date a doctor.
No, I'm not hurting at all. But by the way, I was going to say, last night, my little girl is 4. She said the nicest thing, which was, I'm so happy you're my daddy. I would never, ever want another daddy.
That is...
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
As a parent, I thought, as I was listening to you guys, I thought, that's the nicest thing anyone could ever say. I'm going to be careful as a parent never to ever say anything that would ever hurt her self-esteem, like, go be a stripper in Vegas.
I might cry.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
The thing is, like, kids are so annoying, I won't lie, but then they bust out with something like that, and you're like, oh, that's
so cute. Yeah.
All right, Brandon, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye.
Do you think any doctors listen to our show?
Absolutely not.
I like that doctor on The Affair. He was all crazy.
He's such a jerk. Why? At the Echo. Right? That song is so weird.
I like it. Fiona Apple's pretty.
I love Fiona Apple. I know all her songs.
Really? Sing another one.
Like what?
Criminal.
I don't know. I need to hear. I mean, once I hear it, like, I'll know it. Is that the sexy one?
And yeah,
like
where she's rolling around.
It's like
in
a
her
Calvin
underwears.
Klein commercial?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I don't know.
And then there's that one, like, I love Fiona Apple. You know, I went to that show that she had in New York where she ran off the stage.
Oh.
But I didn't have a ticket. So I scalped one outside and paid, like, so much money. And then I go in and she plays two songs and dips. Do you like that I just said dips?
I love it.
She dips. And I'm like, seriously? So I'm on my way home. I text my friend who, like, lent me money so I could go in because I loved her back then. And he was like, she left. She had, like, some replacement concert that I couldn't go to. Whatever.
She's a fragile and delicate flower.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Can you talk a little louder and tell us your story about the meanest thing your parents have said to you?
Am I in the air?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, wow. Okay. Years ago, my metabolism was really high, and I could never gain weight. And I came home from college, you know, visiting my mom, and she was, like, making fun of me for being kind of skinny and sucking her cheeks in, and then she was calling me Somalia, like, African.
God, parents are so mean.
Yeah, that's really mean.
I mean, and then she went on with that, and I was like, out of nowhere, I don't know why she's, like, doing this. And then her nickname for me was Somalia.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Isn't that mean?
Yeah.
You should tell her.
Well, it was a long time ago. But
I know, but I feel like now you should be like, you know what? When you used to say that to me, that was not cool, by the way. Yeah. I love telling my mom things like that now.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
True to her.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I tell her all these things like, oh, there was this night I snuck out, or remember that time we got in a fight? What I really had done was yada, 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 and she's just like, oh! So fun. Telling her about all the lies.
I don't want to do that.
She hits me every time. Francine! Smacks me. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I love it.
That is funny.
Yo, I told you my mom wants to get stoned.
Yeah. Are you going to do it?
Absolutely.
When? Christmas?
Yep.
What'd she say?
She said she wants to smoke pot before she dies. Mm. She's never tried it. She said everyone does that. And she wants to do things everyone does before she dies. And then my sister took it way too far and was like, well, you should try cocaine. And my mom was like, no. And I was like, Jesus, what's wrong with you? Like, it's a miracle she even wants to try weed. You're trying to...
You should try cocaine.
Like, you're trying to give her blow? Like, what? I just want to get stoned with my mom. That sounds fun.
Does it?
I mean, she'll just pass out and then I'll just laugh at her.
Is your sister going to get stoned too?
I hope not. I mean, I don't know. I assume whoever's there will
partake. Your brother?
Well, if it's during Christmas, it'll be me and my brother and my mom because my sister's not going.
Why?
She can't take time off.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
I grew up with two sisters, and we would always, like, you know, she wouldn't bring us to the supermarket because it would be really bad or whatever. And if we were really pissing her off, she would say, I brought you into this world, and I can certainly take you out.
That's not mean. That's true.
Okay. You're
right. That's just a fact you don't want to face. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi.
Yeah, so the meanest thing that my parents ever said to me was around Christmas time, actually, a couple of years ago. My mom got kind of wasted on booze and pills. And then she accidentally let it slip that my dad kind of raped her. And
whoa!
Then she was a little bit regretful for not having an abortion.
Jesus, that's...
I really hope you go to therapy.
No, I'm pretty good. I ended up writing about it, and it's made me some money over the years. So, hey, it's not all bad. Only have to see my parents around the holidays. They don't really remember that. And I don't ever bring it up because it's like, that would be awkward.
What if you did? Like,
oh, man.
Did you write a book about it?
Wait, what do you think would happen if you were like, hey, mom, remember that time you told me that dad raped you and that's how I got here and you wish you had an abortion? And then you smiled.
I don't know. I mean, that would certainly be an interesting social experiment, and that would probably be something I would have to film, because there'd be no way that I'd be ever sober enough to just randomly ask that question.
Well, listen, I have to tell you something. I feel like before they die, you need to bring that up.
I don't think so.
How can you live your life, like, wondering if she was just being crazy or if it was true or, like, if what? That's insane. I mean, it could be true, and that's insane.
I'm inclined to believe it's true.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm inclined to believe it's true.
No, I'm not saying it's not true.
I've kind of bridged around it with my dad, but...
I'm not... Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying that's insane because I think it is true.
They're still married?
No, they got divorced.
Oh, okay.
Like, almost like 30 years ago.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother.
It's a crazy story.
Same parents?
But yeah, by the same parents. My brother's not necessarily the most socially well-adjusted person on the face of the earth.
Is he younger or older?
He's older. He drives like one of those like trash trucks that goes down highways and picks up crap in the middle of the night. Like, it's not like a street sweeper. It's like bigger than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird life.
The holidays
wow.
are especially fun. That's why I moved away.
What's your name, buddy? Because I'm going to put you on the list. You at least deserve a shirt, you know?
Hey, you've been through a lot.
You can give me a fake one if you want.
My name is D. I'll leave it at that.
D. Okay.
And I'm in Chicago.
D from Chicago. Okay, listen, at the end of the hour, you're probably winning a free T-shirt because you deserve one.
Rock and roll. Hey, thanks.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too, guys. Bye.
And we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
I love you guys, too.
I'm happy you weren't aborted.
Sweet.
All right, have a good one. Weird.
That was awkward.
That was intense.
That is a crazy story.
Jesus. 201-209-9368. You have about 15 minutes left before the show's over. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Tonight's topic is, what's the meanest thing your parents have said to you? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. I smoked weed with my mom.
Ooh. How'd that go?
It was weird because my stepfather was also, like, really, really drunk. He was, like, drinking vodka, like, straight with ice. And then my mom wasn't drinking, and I was like, I don't drink, but I smoke weed. And so she was like, oh, let's smoke weed. And we smoked, and then my stepfather got wasted, and my boyfriend had to, like, walk him to the bathroom. And it was a mess.
Ugh. Sounds embarrassing.
But the smoking weed with my mom was kind of fun. She asked me what ecstasy was like.
Ooh!
I knew, too. Anyway, so I've got I got one thing that my dad said to me, one thing that my mom said to me. One is my dad, and he said, when I was, like, 16, and I told him I wanted to go to art school, he said, what makes you think you're a good enough artist to go to art school? And then my mom, it isn't something she said, but she had this, like, artist way diary that she kept in the kitchen for some reason. And when I was in high school, I read it, and it said, I distracted her too much from her art, and she wished she could just go and live with friends instead of living at home. She kicked me out a lot through high school.
Damn.
So I guess that's why.
That is intense.
Wait, that reminds me. I went out on a date with some guy who told me that his parents had him, and after 2 years, they had him, and then at like 4 years old, they got pregnant again, and he had a brother, and they couldn't take care of both of them, so they sent him away.
To live with his grandparents?
Yeah. And whoa. I'm like, whoa.
That happened.
Like, you must be so effed up that they chose you to send away. You know what I mean?
You can't send a baby away.
Well, I know, but like a grown-up can think that way about it, but a child is like, why me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was
crazy?
Less lovable.
Yeah, less lovable, obviously. Obviously. He was less lovable. Crazy. Parents, like, man, I don't know. I have a theory that people shouldn't have babies until they're like 35.
Yeah.
Like, until
probably.
They're ready to
My
really
parents
deal.
Had me really young, though, and like, they were really spry and fun, and I've got really good taste in music.
Yeah, but...
because my parents were, like, cool and weird when they were, like, in their 20s, and I had adventures. They weren't really... I think if you have, like, cool grandparents that are responsible and can, like, give you some stability, young parents are cool.
I've never had grandparents, so I guess I can't say.
I miss my grandma.
I guess that sounds good. As long as you have something that's, like, a good parental stable figure. Right?
Yeah, you need something
yeah.
stable.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, sister, thanks for calling.
Yay!
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing all right. Got some stories to share.
Let's hear them.
All right, so the meanest thing it was really my mom ever said, not so much to me, but about me. She was talking with my sister in the car. This is like when we were back in high school. And my sister was sharing about her sexual, not her sexual exploits, but the sexual exploits of one of her friends. And she was mentioning how they were using a pull-out technique. And I was sitting in the back seat, you know, just listening to the story. And so, you know, she told her, oh, yeah, the pull-out. And my mom said, oh, you got to be careful. That's how your brother was born. And for the longest time, that gave me a complex. I was, like, depressed. And, oh, my, I didn't know what to do about myself, you know. But, yeah, wow.
Why? Like, you thought your parents were, like, scheduling time to have sex so that they could have a baby and it magically was you?
I mean,
felt like a mistake.
From the sounds of it, I was an accident, so,
well,
you know.
Can we talk about maybe how many babies on this planet are accidents? I would say at least 50%. I'm sure it's more like 80%.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel that bad about it.
Yeah, who cares? Dude, you're being way too sensitive about this one. Love you, though.
I'm over it. It was just like, when I first heard it, you know, I couldn't understand.
Right, I got it. All right, have a good one. Thanks for calling.
All right, yeah.
Call us at 201-209-9368.
Where's the new Jenna? What's his name again?
Amir?
Yeah, I want Amir to call.
201-209-9368.
I need some eggs. I'm not feeling so hot.
I got some ramen at my house.
Ooh. Blue Apron ramen or regular ramen?
Well, I made it last night. But yeah, Blue Apron ramen. It was delicious.
I have to go to a party, and I already
partied. I never make plans on Fridays on purpose because I know I never want to go out after the show.
I don't either, but it's a birthday party, and I have to be there.
I'd be like, sorry, I have my show. Hi, I'm on the... Or wait, I'm
Hi, I'm on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, I'm on the radio, and so are you.
Wow, we're both on the radio.
And Michelle, too.
Same.
Wow. Yeah, so I guess my story is that I'm definitely not going to follow up like a rape or getting kicked out story. I was very young, and I was in a Wendy's with my mom. And my grandpa's sort of like a caricature, like cartoon character of like an ornery old dude. And so we're all out at this Wendy's, right? And my mom offers to pay for the meal. And my grandpa's like, no, I'll pay for it. And my mom's like, no, I'll pay for it. And my grandpa just freaks out at my mom in the middle of this Wendy's, and the entire restaurant goes silent. And I, like, me and my brother start crying, and my mom starts crying, and my grandpa just, like, turns around and pays for the meal, and we just sit there in silence and eat the meal. And I guess it's not really, like, a mean thing that my parents said to me, but it was definitely, like,
what did he say to her?
What's that?
What did your grandpa say to her that made her cry?
He was like, no, I'm going to pay for it. Like, I don't understand. Like, he was, I guess was offended that she wanted to pay for the meal and like just totally just like bugged out at her in the middle of this restaurant.
I feel like dudes get offended about stuff like that.
I'll let a dude pay for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to fight him
really
on it.
I get it. And I was like a little kid and I don't know, like chicken nuggets or whatever. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
I'm so hungry.
Today I ate bacon that tasted the way McDonald's smells.
I don't know how McDonald's smells.
You would if you had eaten this bacon.
Was it good or not good?
I said it to people and they were like, how did you do that? And I was like, oh, it's my nuclear smell. They're like, that is so weird.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was delicious. We can stop eating it. Had a BLT. Had some meatballs.
Yum.
It's delicious. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So, it's Jenna.
I know. How are you?
I'm good. So
you sound like a grown-up now,
yeah,
Jenna.
Yeah, you really do, Jenna.
Yeah, I'm 14.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have sex yet?
What? No.
Oh, sorry. Don't answer that.
No.
Good answer. Good answer.
So one time, my dad
sent
me an email.
She's like a woman.
That said, in all caps, the true story of your birth.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
And so then I opened the email thinking, what? And then I just open it, and then there's this picture that he drew of this evil monster being created in a lab that's killing the scientists. So,
That's funny.
Yeah, that's how I
that
was
is
born.
So cute. I love you guys. That's pretty cute, Jenna. So what's up? Tell us what's happening in your life. So you're a teenager. You're in high school?
Yeah.
How's that going?
How school goes, you know.
Yeah, you know. Oh, we know. But are you having a good time or do you hate it?
Both. I hate it, but now I'm having a good time.
Okay, good. Good. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Are you on the debate team?
No, but I am an improv club.
Oh, I like that.
Cool.
I'm so into that.
I am too.
And you know what? I'm also in radio club.
We're so proud.
Oh my God. Is that because of Shut Up Weirdo? Tell us that.
I would love to take over Shut Up Weirdo.
Wait, what? No, hold on. That's not what I said, Jenna. But that gives us a thought. Maybe when we retire, we'll give it to you.
I don't think you girls will ever retire.
Yeah, of course we will. One day we'll have babies and get bored and, like, maybe not want to be here.
The babies are going
to
be boring.
The only thing that will take you two away from the radio is...
fame and fortune.
Liver cancer.
Wait, what? I like that Michelle says liver cancer.
No,
wait,
I said fame and fortune.
Michelle says fame and fortune and Jenna says liver cancer.
It's messed up, Jenna. That's dark.
Because isn't that what happens when you drink too much?
We don't We have two beers on the air. FYI, everyone thinks we're hammered on the air every week. We have two beers. One before the show and one on the show.
Did you drink it out of your baby bottle?
No, that was Andy had the baby bottle. That was Andy because he didn't want to spill. We now drink out of baby bottles because we don't spill either. Ken, who's listening? Anyway, Jenna, it's good to hear from you. We hope you're having a lovely time.
Make good choices, Jenna.
And we might have a big party for Michelle's 40th birthday on our second marathon show. Of course, you're invited.
I'll think about it.
But we'll let you know. You let us know if we fit into your high school schedule. All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
201-209-9368.
We've only got a couple minutes left on this show. So many girls called. I like it when
it's
the girls
I was scared. Listen to what happened. I knew this was a girl topic, and so I was scared no one was going to call, but all it did was bring girl callers.
Which I like.
So maybe we need to think of more girl topics.
I want to figure out my really good topic.
What was it?
The one where you have to figure out how to phrase the title, because it was too hard to figure
what
out.
What was it? Just whisper it. Nobody will know.
The one about...
Say it.
The one about tidy whities.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. We have to figure that out.
Like, what would you call it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just said it. That's how we phrase it.
Hmm. Can we do that one next week, maybe?
Yeah, I have so many.
Okay, but that one's a really good one, and it's punny. And we love puns.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a story about a mean thing that my grandmother did to my mom.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it counts.
All right. My mom and my grandma have, a historically extremely terrible relationship with one another. They hate each other, very, very severely. In the event that my mom claims kicked off the, lifelong feud was she was in high school. She had two boxers, the dogs.
I love boxers.
And she was very fond of her two boxers. She grew up in Jersey, and the boxers were her escape from reality, blah, blah, blah. One day she comes home from high school and she goes into her house and is looking for her dogs and they're not there. So she goes and asks my grandma, she's like, where are the two dogs? Did they get out? Blah, blah, blah. And my grandma just tells my mom directly, she's like, oh, I gave them away. And so my mom spent hours that night and for the following week, going around her town, her neighborhood, posting signs, trying to find her dogs. She never found them.
Where did they go?
I don't know. I'm assuming she brought them to, a shelter or something like that if they weren't, in possession of anyone. But I don't know how she didn't find them.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad for me, too, because now I have a bias against that grandmother.
That's sad. All right, pal, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
You too.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? So the meanest thing, it was actually my grandmother, but the meanest thing that was told to me was I spilled some chocolate milk on my mom's, on my grandmother's bed, and she told my mom, you see, I told you not to go meet your father or marry your father because look what you got here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sorry, buddy. Have a good one.
Take care.
I love chocolate milk. That's what I took away from that story.
Yeah, apparently. What the hell? These people are calling in and, sharing their deepest, darkest moments of self-doubt. And you're like, I love chocolate milk.
But I do.
I don't remember the last. I can't drink
I
milk.
Almost got chocolate milk
Can I
today.
Have chocolate, soy milk?
Yeah,
or is
you
that
could,
gross?
No, chocolate soy milk is good. Chocolate almond milk? What are you laughing about?
I all capped Mr. Johnny and was like, I've had it with you being mean to me. And now everyone's like, whoa, I think she really means it. And he's like, sorry. Yeah, he should be. That's funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you? It's Dwayne.
What's up, Dwayne?
We miss you. We love you.
We miss you, too.
Yeah, we do love you.
Yeah. We talk about you a lot.
Are you still dating that girl with the dimples?
The hot one?
Yeah.
Oh, my actually, God, I love
she's
her.
She's perfect.
I can't do any better than that.
No, yeah, you're right.
She's so hot. What's up?
All right. Well, this is the mean story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, this thing has been haunting me since, like, literally my dad, who was like my hero, said this to me. Like, I was like 9 years old and I was getting into a fight. Some stupid things. My mother, you know, she wouldn't let me get a cookie or something like that.
Uh-huh.
My dad came and he said, if you don't be quiet, if you don't, you know, say, if you don't be quiet right now, I'm going to kill you. I was like, you're not going to kill me, I'm your son. He's like, no, actually I can't, because I can make another one of you, but I can't make another one of, like, your mother. She's like,
oh my god.
So if I hear you talk like that again to your mother, I think I'm going to kill you. And then I was like the most behaved person after that. After that,
yeah,
was cool.
That's what I was going to say. Did you ever talk to your mother like that again?
No.
So it worked.
He's like a crazy Jamaican dude who grew up in Kingston. I'm like, you know, I was like, you got it.
Can I give Dwayne the T-shirt?
I was only 9.
That is so mean.
That's amazing.
Oh, my
totally
God.
Mean. But, I mean, like, the older that I get, I can be like, yeah, I mean, you know, you can't really say that now, but, I mean, it worked.
It did work.
You got results.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, Dwayne, you're on the list. Thanks for calling.
You.
Have a good one.
Bye.
We love you.
Too.
Dwayne Train, I'm starstruck.
Oh, my God, I can't breathe right now.
We do have to go, though.
Ow.
You okay?
I just hit my headphones on the mic.
We gotta go. Come on.
D in Chicago, whose parents told him he was the result of a rape and he should have been aborted. You deserve a t-shirt, my friend. And I want you to know your life is precious. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. And I would like to say that honorable mention goes to the Dwayne Train.
All right, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
And yet, I find him completely charming. It's been like that since the beginning.
Pardon me, your name, sir?
Kid
Koala. What do you do for a living?
Well, I make noise.
Playing records on turntables.
Sing.
You've heard the kind of thing. It goes roughly like this.
are, of course you are. You get out there and do your stuff. I didn't spend all that money on turntables for nothing. I believe in you. You gotta believe in yourself.
I don't know, Moms.
Is that him? Could I be right? Could that be kid? Come on!
Pesos to see their faces when they try to stop this baby. Oh.
You know we have a 10:15 curfew here.
So what?
Well, you're playing your record player. It's well after 10:15. What would happen if everyone stayed up after 10:15 playing the record player?
They would love it. They would love it. They would love it. They would love it.
So that they can get them to do anything.
Sounds we recorded that we think will enchant you
familiar sounds in most cases, sounds that you'll enjoy. There's